Okay, we're picking up six lines from the bottom of Samech Beis Amar Beis, words of Amar Rabbi Shah ben Levi. We had began to discuss this yesterday, but by then there's a lot of halachah, so I decided to we're going to go back to this line of Amar Rabbi Shah ben Levi, the last word on the line. Rabbi Shah ben Levi says the following: Chayav Adam Lifkot is Ishto B'Shashu Yotel Aderech. A person is obligated. The lashon of a pekid over here, pakod, is interesting. Literally, be with his wife. That's a whole big shaila. What does it mean over here? According to Rashi, it refers to actually having relations with her when he's about to be yotel aderech, when he's going on a trip. And the halacha is, you have to do, yeah, that's a chiyav ona, that's a chiyav to be intimate with your wife. It's very, but Poskim point out that it's a shaila, not necessarily the how far you're going, but how long it's going to be. If the husband is going long enough to miss his scheduled ona, then you'd be required to have relations with his wife before he leaves. So that depends how often the ona is. Usually two times a week, let's say. So if he's going for more than 3 days, lechora, then for sure that would be a chayav. Maybe less would also be an inyan, but not necessarily a full-fledged chayav. But that's, it's like we might treat it like a leil ona, that you have a real chayav. Shenemar, viadata ki shalom alecha. The reason we bring this up is because we quoted that pasuk before. You know that your tent has peace, and alecha is referring to ishto, that when you go on the journey, that your wife should also be at peace. You should be happy with the fact that you're going. The verse says, wait a second. We learn it from over here. Don't we learn it from a different pasuk? That when it says to Chava, that through you're going to be desiring your husband. Let's teach specifically that a woman has an extra yearning for her husband when he goes on a trip. That specifically that time she really wants intimacy with her husband, and the husband is obligated to be intimate with his wife because she wants to be with him. And we know that a woman desires having relations. There's a chiyav of ona anytime that would be the case, that the husband is chayav to have relations with his wife. The Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, lo nitzucha ela samach levesta. So then, you're right. So why do we have two different limudim? Because Rabbi Shimon Levi is teaching you only where the teacher chiddush, an extra chiddush, that even when it's close to the Vestas is the time where she's expecting potentially to see her period. Rabbi Shoba Levi is teaching us, the Pasuk is telling you that normally you're supposed to, there's a chiyuv to be porish from your Isha during that time, the Shas Vesta. A man over here is chayev to go on the journey, is chayev to be with his wife and have relations with her. So the Gemara says, Vikama, how much is considered close to the Vesta? Amarava, ona, even one time, meaning either a full daytime or nighttime. If the time for her period is sometimes going to be during the daytime, so you, normally that entire daytime you're usher to be with your wife. And similarly, if it's the nighttime, it's usher to be with her as well. That's the Shaila. Are we machmir for Bizman Azeh, for Shtei Onas? It's the whole Shaila in the postgame. Shaila Achlabaisa, if you have to be machmir for, let's say, the onas during the daytime, you have to be machmir for the nighttime as well. That is a big Shaila. But in general, based on that, everyone agrees, make her in the Gemara, it's really the same time. So the Gemara seems to tell us over here that you're allowed to, according to the way Rashi's understanding it, you're allowed to have relations even samach levesta, which is a very big shaila, because the Gemara in Shavuos quotes the pasuk of Izartem es bnei Yisrael to Muslim, the pasuk we just quoted in Sefer Vayikra, that teaches you that you should be careful with regards to Tumah Vitara. So many understand this is a din daraisa. So if that's the case, they say, how could it be that this din of having relations with your wife, samach levesta, would uproot a din daraisa? It can't be that would be the case. So therefore, they actually come to disagree with Shitas Rashi, and they say that you're not allowed to have relations with your wife. Rather, it means that verbally that he's supposed to be more complimentary of her. He's supposed to be mefata bedvarim, that he's supposed to speak very nicely with her, and even some sort of physical intimacy, potentially chibuk v'nishuk, hugging, kissing, things that aren't actual ma'isa bia, which normally are things that definitely should be avoided during the time of the Vesta, but here might be mutter because it is something which is going, because he's going on the journey. That might be. Others want to teach for Rashi that maybe we could say that even it's a din d'oraisa, that really the whole idea of Izartem bnei Yisrael is just a preventative idea anyway. And Chazal are telling us that we have a special limud over here, that in a case of going on a trip, Akash Baruch Hu says that you're below sechta, that you're going to be shel malacha, and you're not going to have any sin. And so therefore the pasuk is telling you that everything is going to be okay. That's what the Gemara is saying over here. Says the Gemara, "V'hani mile l'dvar arishus," that this halacha is a reference to only if you're going on a trip for your own purpose is aval dvar mitzvah mitzvah. But if you're going on a trip for the purpose of a mitzvah, so you don't need to have relations with wife because you're going to be preoccupied with the mitzvah. What is the idea of it? Rashi gives two understandings. Either it's kind of like osig matabatim, it's the fact that you're busy, like whatever, going to Ukraine to go help the refugees. So you're busy preparing all the things. You're preparing your suitcases. So it's osig mitzvah. That already is the mitzvah of preparing and going to help the people over there. That's already a mitzvah. So therefore, you don't have the mitzvah, kind of like an osig mitzvah, patim mitzvah type of thing. You don't have another. You wouldn't have a chiyuv specifically to then be with your wife. That's one explanation. Rashi gives another explanation. Maybe it means that no, other way around, that when you have relations with your wife, you're going to come to forget about going on the trip, that it's going to come to lead you to get distracted, and therefore that would lead you a similar idea, but just a little bit different, that that's what the mitzvah means over here. Now the Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan. We learned this very nice stuff over here. It's all Agadata, so I think first stuff like that we've had so far in Yivamo. So Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa, Oefes Ishto Kegufa, someone who loves his wife mamash like yourself. That's the mechab de yosem gufa, and someone who honors him more than he would even himself. The magic one of notes with their chashara, or and you lead your children on a path of righteousness. The machin samach lepirka, and you marry them. That's the shell of your samach lepirka. Literally means when they're coming the age, like literally sounds like age of being godless. But chora means a little bit older than that. But either means very young. You marry them very often, very young. Then you should know that your tent literally has peace, and that's something which is very praiseworthy. However, as Shechina, someone who loves his neighbors, Avimiskarav as Korav, someone who brings his Korav closer to him, Vayanosis Basachoso marries his sister's daughter, who marries his sister's daughter, Basachoso. If a person is encouraged to marry his sister's daughter because he's going to feel a stronger emotional connection with her, and therefore he's going to love her more, and therefore he'll have a better marriage. That's a suggestion for the Gemara. Turning on to the next one. Now, Malvisela Lani Bishas Dochko, someone who lends a poor man money, and when he, especially when he needs it, as Tikra Hashem v'Hashem minet the Shavu elav. Rashi quotes the earlier part of that pasuk, which says the earlier pasuk in pasuk Zion says, "Hello, paros l'rav lachmech vanim erudim tavi bayis kisere aron v'chizisa mibesachar alal tisalem." You should literally have bread for the hungry and mourning and people coming inside. And you should see a person who doesn't have any children, doesn't have any clothing, is naked. You should clothe him and not hide from your own flesh. So literally meaning mibesachar alal tisalem. So then the pasuk tells you, if you do all this, you call to Hashem, he's going to answer you. So the Gemara is saying that these four things are really alluded to in the Psukim, and therefore, if you do all of these four things, Hashem Baruch will give you a tremendous bracha. Now the Gemara continues, Siman Isha, Vikarka, Ezer, Zois, Shtei, Abrachos, Tagre, Pachse. These are all the mnemonic for remembering the next several statements in the Gemara. So this is the Gemara Rabbi Lazar. Kol Adam She'en Lo Isha, Eino Adam. Shnemar Zachar, Give a Ram, Vikra, Shemam Adam. Fascinating Gemara over here. That person's not even called a person. If he's not whole, he's not a whole person for sure. If he doesn't have a wife. As the pasuk says, he made the male and female and he created them. Adam. So that's, you're only going to be whole once you have a wife. Rabbi Lazar, Kol Adam She'en Lo Karka. If you don't own your own land, Eino Adam. He's not considered a proper person. Shemar Shemayim, Shemayim Lashem, Va'aretz Nasan Livnei Adam. The land was given, earth was given to a man. So you have to own your own earth, you have to own your own ground, literally. And that means in the full sense, you're not a full person until you own your own karka. I'm going to make an Ezer and Kenegda. That's a big shayla. Adam, when he's making Chava, I'm going to make somebody who's helping him, and yet he's connected, it's opposite him also. So it says the Gemara, Zacha, if a man is Zoche, then Ozarta, then it's going to be like Ezra, that she's going to be helping. Wife's going to be helping him, they're going to have a great marriage. Lo zacha kinegdo. If you're not zoche, if he's not zoche for this, he doesn't get the mazel, then it's going to be kinegdo, she's going to be opposite him, she's going to disagree with him, she's going to contradict him, they're going to have terrible marriage. So that's obviously a scary thing, but that's the idea of marriage, is that we have two options in front of you. You have Ezer and kinegdo. We hope that the Ezer will help out. I held a beautiful idea from my grandpa that Ezer is also the lotion of Zera. The same words, same letters. So we see that also that bring about children. That is also zacha. That Kosh Baruch Hu is going to give you ability to have children. That's also a big schos. Because some say Rabbi Elazar Rami Ksiv Kenegdo. It says Kenegdo, which actually could be pronounced as really Kenagdo. And the Mishnah of Nagid in Gemara is always to hit somebody. Rav Nagid, you should give him Malchus. So the Karina Kenegdo. Yet we read it as against him or with him. So zacha Kenegdo. It's going to be with him. Lozacha opposite him, not necessarily against, but opposite him. And however, Lozacha menagda, so she's going to whip him. That's obviously, that's not a good thing. So what does it mean by whipping over here? That the, if he's Zocha, she's going to be helping him and helping him learn Torah and be a good husband and good good family. If obviously he's not Zocha, then his wife is going to be abusive to him and she's going to upset him and anger him. That's mamish like he's getting a whip. So as a Gemara, Ashkech Rabbi Yossi Le'Eliyahu, Rabbi Yossi, many times we're Zocha to see Eliyahu. Some of you have a Gilo Eliyahu. So the Gemara says, Amar Le, so he said to Eliyahu, Ksiv Eselo Ezer, but Me Isha Ozerto Le'Adam, and what way does a woman help him? Amar Le'Eliyahu has responded to him, Adam Evi Chitin, a person brings wheat, Chitin Koses, does he chew and swallow the wheat kernels? Pishtan Loivesh, does he wear unprocessed flax? Of course he doesn't. The wife is the one who does all these inyanim to make a finished product. Lemin Samira Enav, she is opening his eyes, Mamid al Raglav, puts him on his feet. She's taking care of the man. That a man is like an unfinished product. When he gets married and his wife enables him to become the best potential that he could be, that's something which is a tremendous chus. That's the Ezer, the Ezra that she can have. They can fulfill both their fullest potentials together. A very beautiful thing. Be'amar Rabbi Lazar, my dechsev, when the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took part of man, and then it said the pasuk says after he took part of the man, and then he separated her, right? Separated the man and the woman. Zosapam etzem atzmei vasim. Sorry, Adam said that this time finally that this bone is of my bones and the flesh is of my flesh, and that's why she's going to be called Isha. Ki meish lukucha zos. Melamed shabah Adam akol beimachay. Adam had relations with every single animal around. Velo niskara daito, and his mind wasn't put at ease. Achaba al Chava until he had relations with Chava. So the Gemara seems to understand the Pashim Shutos of Gemara is that it literally had beer with every animal. So this is one of the examples that the Achronim pointed out, the Maral, because Eish L'Hava, he says, you do not understand this Gemara literally. It cannot be that Adam was having bestiality, mamish, something which he was commanded in. And he the first six part of that idea was not to have bestiality, for sure. That was something which he's commanded with. And that's something that's one of the mitzvahs that he had. So clearly he didn't do that. Rather, this is something which obviously has a profound, deep understanding. And some explain that it means that that really, it doesn't mean that Adam rather had relations, but the lesson of his ba that he came is that a person is by kar shemos, that the nature of a thing is always, if you take the actual root of the idea, is the name that you give it. That's why names are also so important, to give a Jewish name and which name you're using. There's all sfarim about different the ideas behind every single name, and there's like a ruach nevuah that comes to the parents when they say a name. A name is a very, very big thing because it really gives to the etzem of a person. So Adam, he gave names to all these animals, and he realized their etzem, their whole mahus, is different than him. He's very different. Their nature is very different. So therefore, he was not able. He knew he was not able to have relations with them, and he couldn't have relations with them. So that's what happened over here. And not that obviously he had actual relations, rather it just bob means he came close to them and he named them and he realized that. That's one explanation of the many different interpretations for what this Gemara means. Either Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar, my dechsev, what does it mean in the pasuk which says that Avram Avinu, right, I'm going to make you v'nivrecha b'chomesh chazah adama, that all the families of the earth are going to be blessed because of by you. Amar Lekosh Baruch La Avram, shtei brachas toiv ha'yishi la'avrich. Avrich bach. I'm going to have two things actually. La'avrich, lashon ha'brach is actually la'avrich, is to graft. I'm grafting a bracha for you. What's this grafting? We know that Avram Avinu and Sarah, they are all the years they couldn't have children, that there was the kavanas they were having was to bring all the gerim. That's why they're always been Avram ben Sarah, because they're considered the parents of every ger who comes into Klal Yisrael. So Rusam Aviyav and Nama Amonis, the special neshama, is eventually converted to Judaism. So they were very special. They were end up being, both of them actually ended up being shayach to David Melech, and the other ones, and Yeshayahu came from Nama. So she was a very special person. They ended up having kings come descend from them. They're very special gerim. Kol mishpachos ha'adama, so what is kol mishpachos? Every family of the earth. Afilo mishpachos ha'doros ba'adama, even they live in the earth. Ein mishpachos el b'shul Yisrael. The only reason they have bracha in this world is because of Klal Yisrael. If only the goyim realize that, then stop tormenting us for that. Kol goya aretz, the pasuk says, and all the nations of the world should bless yourself because of Avram. Afilo sefinos abos migalia l'espanya. Big shayla, what does galia mean? Galia seems to be in many other circumstances, France, but that's not really, it can't be, because they would be from France to Spain, there wouldn't be any traveling in the oceans. Rather, it must mean, some say it means Italy, whatever it means, that ships are traveling, they're blessed only because of Klal Yisrael, that these people are blessed only because of Klal Yisrael. Says the Gemara, "Vayter Rav Rabbi Elazar, Asidim Kol Balei Umnius Sheyamdu Al Karka." That in the future, when Mashiach comes, all of the craftsmen are going to leave their jobs and they're going to settle the land. They're going to be farmers. Shenemar V'Yardu Ma'Uniyosam Kol Toshei Mashot Melachim Kol Chovei Ayam El Eretz Yamdu. That they should descend from their boats and they're going to take the oars that they had, the things that they had in the sea, and they're going to stand on the ground. So we're learning over here that actually that they're going to be working the ground. And it's nothing more lowly than actually having to cultivate the land and work the land. And that's something because they're la viyaj, that they're descending from their stature. That means that they're going to become poor, that it's not something they're actually going to like to do, but before the Muslim Shiach, they're going to be so poor that they have to start working the ground, they're going to start working the land. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Lazar, Chazel Liara. Rabbi Lazar once saw a certain piece of land, the Shadibe Karvaliputia, which a cabbage was planted across the width, which apparently, based on the Gemara Bava Basra, is not a good way to be plowing. The Gemara says that you're supposed to be planting lengthwise in order to reduce the number of times that the ox have to go around your field. So he saw it width, and this guy was wasting the field. Amar Lei, Ishishadi Le'urkach, even if you would do it in a normal way, across the length, which is the way you're supposed to be planting, Hafuche Be'iska Tabminach, go into business, it's much better for you than working the field. So as the Gemara Vayter, Rav Ala Le'bine Shebilei, Rav entered a field, and passed between the standing grains, Chazinu de Kanaif, and he saw that they were waving one against another, that there was such a beautiful field that was waving very nicely. Amar Lehu, Rav said, when he was as if he was speaking to the field, Inaif is by Nuye, Apuche Biska Tavminach, that even if you're waving and showing off to me, still, if you go into business, you'd still make a lot more money, that even if it's a very chashuv, this one, like a standing, nice standing grains together, still, you're not going to be making as much money as if you would if you go into business. Says the Gemara, Vayter Amar Rava, Mea Zuze Biska, if you have 100 zuz invested in business, Kol Yom HaVisra V'chamed, that every day, 100 is a lot of money, you can meat and wine every day, that it's good to be in business, you can be very rich. However, Mea Zuze B'ar, you invest 100 zuz into a farm field, Milsa V'chapure, you can have salt and chapure, these sprouts that don't grow properly. So you're eating these terrible, poor person food, you have to eat very cheaply and be careful, meaning that it's much better to invest in business. But really, the land is going to literally lay down for him, and gonna have, people are going to have to machlekes with him over who owns it. People are going to challenge who owns it. They're going to say, "No, this is really my field, not your field." So it's going to be linked to all machlekes. Better to invest in business. Amar Papa Zera Velo Tzazben. If you plant grain, don't purchase it from the market. Afagav. Even if you're going to spend the same when one grows it, it's still better to grow your own grain. Why? Because honey bebarchan, you get a special bracha for planting your own field. So even if it's very cheap in the market, you're going to be basically the same price. But still, there's an inyan to plant your own field because bracha is going to give you special brachas for planting your own field. Zabin velotizo, you should sell your possessions and don't become poor. Meaning that a person should, to avoid being poor, he should be selling his possessions in his house to raise capital to be doing more business. So the Gemara says, "Hani mile bitzarkate." That applies to things. "Hani mile bitzarkate" is regarding like things in the house, like rugs, bitzarkate, like rugs or carpets, whatever they are. But glime, but you shouldn't sell your clothing. Lo mitzarkate, a person should not sell it because there's nothing more. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about that the smallest thing a person has is his dignity is having clothing. So that's very bad. Tum velo tashbit, don't sell that, no matter what, even how bad things get. Tum velo tashbit, you should make a small, and plug the holes, and do not enlarge it to make plaster and start working. Because shiputz lo tivne, you should plaster and not build again from scratch. Don't do these major repairs. Shikolozik binim mimisakin. Anyone who does major construction potentially can become poor. You see, a lot of times people make these whole fancy houses and they end up spending so much money, they realize so many extra costs, and that leads them to unfortunately become much financially not stable as they were before. Kafod zavin ara. So if you have a good piece of property, run to buy it. Maso nasiv itaza. But for a second, thinking of a wife, don't jump on it like you would like a business deal. Think about it a little bit. Make sure you take time to see if she's a good person, she has good midos, etc. Nachis darga nasiv itaza. Go down a step to take a wife. Meaning that she should be lower than you. Don't worry if she's a little bit lower than you. But when it comes to, meaning you specifically don't have a woman who's much higher regard than you, because she's going to look down on you. She's going to think, I came from such a chashuv family, you're this lowly guy, and she's always going to look down on you, and that's not going to lead to a healthy relationship. However, with regards to a friend, and a person you look up to, and a colleague, you should take a step up to have your friends, because they're always you know, a person is always influenced by peer pressure, by surroundings, for the good or for the bad. So if you have a good chaver, you have good colleague, good friends who are giving you good advice, and they're very good people, so you're going to be influenced by them. They wake up for daf yomi at 5:30 every morning, and they're working hard, and they're successful, etc. So then you'll do that too. If they're bums or waking up 9:30 and having kiddush every day and not working, so then also you'll come to do that as well. So that's obviously not something which is recommended. That bad things happen in the world only because of Klai Yisrael. Obviously, a nation who does something ends up being punished, but still, they deserve their fate, but the message is still, for the attitude that we should have, is that everything is for Klai Yisrael. So we see a new war developing in Ukraine, so obviously we're supposed to be taking a message that we should be doing tshuva, and obviously like the civil war in Syria, which is right on our border for the last 10 years, that obviously is something we should be taking messages for. Shenemar echarti goyim nashmu panosam echrafti chutzusam. The pasuk says, I got rid of nations, their towers have become completely destroyed, I've destroyed their streets, and everything become ruins. And I said, Hashem Baruch Hu said, destroying all this, he says, take Moser, take a lesson from this, do tshuva, something, gain something from this. So that's what we see clearly, a person is supposed to be doing tshuva when he hears about all these, the fates of these goyim. Rav Avim Miftar and Rabbi Chia, Rav was once taking leave of Rabbi Chia, so Rabbi Chia was Rav's uncle, so, and he also was his Talmud, so therefore, and he was also meaning it was the Rav was a Talmud of Rav Chia. So Amar Leib Chia said to him, "Rachmana litzlach medidi dekashe mimosa. Hashem should save you something which is worse than death." So Mika medidi dekashe mimosa. What are we talking about? Is there anything worse than dying? So Amar says, "Yes." Nafik dach velchus. So Rav was thinking, pondering what his Rebbe had told him, and he said he ended up reading, "Yes, yes, there is something worse." And Kohelas, the pasuk says, "Motzi ani mar mevas bishayisa adunatati." That someone, a woman who you gave me, the woman who I'm with, is worse. Then worse than even death. We see how bad it is. A terrible marriage could really be not a person. A person who is, because she's living in a house where there's constant fighting. There's constant fighting all the time, every daily, in and out. It's almost like it's suffering. And that's terrible. So we ask for a bracha, you should have a good marriage. It's a big bracha to have a good marriage. We've seen that's mamash tov, that's mamash alecha, the shalom alecha, all these things that we see. Now we see the counter side to that. Rav akemitzar le devisai. Unfortunately, this bracha didn't come through Rukhiya. And Rav's wife was not good to him. She was always bothering him. Ki amr le avide le talfei, avide le chamitze. So when you tell her, please, can you make for me dinner? And can you make me lentils? I'm in the mood for lentils. After the chamitze, she would prepare this chamitze, which is some sort of legume. Some say it's like peas on purpose, that she would specifically not give him what he wanted. Chamitze instead of the way around. Of a peas, avidalei alivei tulfai chaye. So she would prepare him the lentils. Gigada al chia bray. So when Chia grew up and saw that his father was always being saying what the mother was always doing opposite of what Rav asked him. Apichla. So if the father asked him for lentils, he would ask his mom for peas, and then she'd make lentils, and it'd be exactly what he wanted. So Amar Leis. So then realizing this, Rav said to him, Yalla lachimach. Finally. I asked for lentils, and you asked my mommy for lentils, and I got lentils. So he didn't realize what Chia had done. Amar Chia, his son, said to him, "Ano de kapichla." No, I knew that she's going to do the opposite. I would tell her peas, and knowing that you wanted lentils. So the Gemara says, "Amar Leis." So Rav said, "Ano de kamer inshe de nafak minach taima milfach." The child who comes to you is going to end up teaching you. The pasuk says that eventually, not a pasuk, rather the statement that people make. Sometimes your children, you learn messages from your children. So the Gemara says, "Adlo avid achi." But however, you don't do this. Shenemar limdu l'shinam devar sheker ha'eva. The pasuk in Yirmiyahu is warning that even though there are certain circumstances where for the sake of some bias and things might be mutter to bend the truth a little bit over here and ask for something you might not necessarily want, he was still recording the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which is warning that not just never lying at all. That because eventually it's going to lead you to become a liar. So even though maybe on Rav's end it would have been good because Rav Lechora was saying for himself, maybe I should have learned this message. But for Chia, I didn't think. For Chia, his son, the young age, start saying these things which aren't necessarily MS. That is something which is not recommended. It should be noted, also very interesting, that Rav had two messages for his son. First, he wanted to give him Musar about not lying, and also he was impressed, though, with the fact that he was very clever to think of this. So, what did he do first? First, he complimented him. It's a very big Indian in general in life. When you're with somebody, you really want to tell them over something. It's first very kedai to say, you know, I love. Like there's a chazan. He's mamish violating halacha. So what's the way you can say you done very beautiful, you're doing very nice, and you have something to point out to him? You know, but he's so much more makubal to him than you just chastising him and saying, you know, you've made this mistake. Immediately just going to think, who are you? I don't care about what you're saying, and ignore you. Same thing with children also, that if you first compliment them, you show them you love them, you show them the love, then afterwards you say to them, by the way, you know, maybe X, Y, and Z try to work on, that's a lot more chance that that would be accepted. So we see a lot of very important haggas from these Maisalach here in the Gemara. The Gemara continues, Rav Chia avikametzar lei devisai. Rav Chia also, unfortunately, his wife would bother him. Ki avi mashek miyidi, Rav Chia would find something in the market, so tzari lei besadri yamasani alei. He would wrap it up, he would try to be a nice husband, try to give her a present. How many Rav? So Rav asked him, v'ha kametzar lei amar. She's a horrible wife, what are you buying this for her? So he says, amar lei, dainu shemagalos beninu. She's raising my children, and Matzilas Osana, and she saves us, turning on the next summer now. Minachet, she's saving me from Navera, so it's enough that I have a Karasatov, even though, yes, she treats me pretty terribly, but still, I try my best to try to give her presents to show her Karasatov. Makrali, Rav Yudah, Rav Yitzchak, raised. Rav Yudah used to read the Psukim to Rav Yitzchak, Umotani Marvas Isha. He said, I found more bitter than death, the woman that I'm with. Amar Leith, so hearing this, Rav Yitzchak said to his father, Kigon man, like who? And he says, Kigon Imech, Rav Yudah responded, like your mother. So that's really pretty harsh. V'amatzel Rav Yudah, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yudah said to his son Rav Yitzchak, Ein adam motzi koras ruach ela mishtar rishayna. A person only finds real peace and love with his first wife. Shenem ra'yim ekor chabarach usmech mishtach nerech, as the Pasuk says, you should have your families be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth. So Zavamar Lay, so Rav Yitzchak said, and he heard this, he says, Kagon man, who's an example of this? Kagon imech, your mother. So we have a kasha over here. Rav Yudah said one end that she's amazing, and the other end he said she's terrible. So the Gemara says, Matkif Kehifar. So Rav Yudah really, she would be very harsh, she could be really angry, she could get angry very easily. Feburi Me'abra Mila Hafer, she would slowly, very quickly rather, she would be able to be appeased, so she had both nikudas to her. So therefore, on certain circumstances, she could find her within the same woman, but certain times she would be so easily appeased, they'd have such love between them, that's something that he would end up commending. So the Gemara says, Haicha dami ishara. What is the case of a woman who would be considered a bad wife? What would it earn the title of a bad wife? Amar baye mikashile taka. She sets the table to serve a meal and mikashile puma, and then he just after serving the meal, then she just insults him and chastises him the whole time. Rav Amar mikashile taka. Now she sets the table and marjale gaba. She turns her back to him and she ignores him. It's very interesting. But that's a very fascinating question. Why didn't she just not serve him anything at all? So he says, very interestingly, that a person who shows a little bit of love, so shows that they have something there, and then turns their back on their husband, that's like the worst case. If she's just angry all the time, she's not even making dinner, so that's already he knows what he's getting into. But she like tries, she like shows him like this fake love, and she's going to set up the dinner, and then ends up yelling at him, and then turns her back to him, that's even worse. That's even worse than this. So the Gemara Baita, Amar Rechana, Rechanina, Kevan Shinasa Adam Isha, once a person takes a wife, Avonos HaMiz Bakikin, his Averis are closed up. Shinemar Matzah Isha Matzah Tov, Verakor Tzon Hashem. A person doesn't have here Avera, it saves him from a lot of Averas. So also here, he found goodness and favor should be found in Hashem. Gemara Kines HaVinu Shetitza. In Eretz Yisrael, when a man would marry a wife, you should remember this Gemara, from the very beginning of Brachos, when we first started Daf Yomi, Daf Ches, where it says, Matzah O Motzeh. You matzah or motze? So what was the kavana? Matzah, did you say matzah shadov? Did you find a good wife? Matzah, meaning did you find a good wife? Or motze, where did you, motze ani mamar mastisha izi? You found this wife terrible, worse than death. First of all, how do you know this right away? When he was first Nazivit, like the first week of Shadrach, you already recognize how the rest of your marriage is going to be. I found that fascinating. And second thing, that's the Chavetz Chaim deals with it more, is hazan ala shenhara. That she's, how are you allowed to respond? Motze. Then motze ani mamar mastisha izi. That's terrible. How could you respond that? Very fascinating. So the Gemara says, "Vayter Amar Rava Isha Ra Mitzvah LeGarsha." If you have a terrible wife, it's a mitzvah to divorce her. Dechsev Gerish Leit V'yetzim Midon V'yishpos Don Din V'Kalon. She divorced, the person is terrible. It's strange. She's going to be removed, and judgment will be seized. It's very interesting that the Rishonim, Pashas of the Gemara right now, is that the Gemara is saying that any bad wife, you should get divorced. But the Rishonim and Achronim all point out that even if the marriage is not great and it's still pretty bad, you should still tolerate and keep a wife if there is room for obviously trying to make shalom bayis. And also, especially, the Rishonim point out, if you have children. If you have children, that's something which the Achronim point out for sure should be considered before divorcing a wife. That it's something that should be that you should be avoided basically at not all costs, but as much as possible. Now the Gemara continues. Remember, Rava Isha Rav Ksuvas Meruba. If a person has a bad wife and a crazy ksuba, you could add to the ksuba, right? The minimum is mana and masayim. But they could add as far as Marayom have the practice. I was reading a crazy story once of years ago that like at the chuppah, the families got in such a crazy fight over the numbers that they were adding that they ended up like calling off the wedding. It was actually crazy. But Lamaisa, the minhag of Ashkenazim, we don't do any more than that. But I think Sfardim, Marayom, some of them will add on to the ksuba. a crazy price, and the ksuba is the insurance for the woman that if the man either gets divorced or dies, that she'll get the money. So if you have a crazy ksuba, a very high ksuba, and you can't afford it, so then that's not good. If you can't get divorced, so you can't pay it. So what do you do? Tarasa betida, get another wife. You get another wife, and then she's gonna feel like competition to try to be better and then try to win your like time and you know, and that'll be better. With her friends and not with a thorn, meaning that she's going to be competing against her friend, she's going to be much more inclined to try to be nicer to you. That a woman is like a really bad, bad stormy day. That it says that somebody like dripping rain and a bad wife are similar. So the pasuk is telling us in Mishlei that this is both very bad things. Yama Rava Bore Kamatova Isha Toiva. How great is a good wife? Kamaraisha, and how bad is a bad wife? Kamatov Isha Rather Siv Matza Isha Matov. You see, all goodness is really stemmed from having a good relationship with your wife. And beyond the Mishnah Kra, now if the pasuk is actually Mishlei many times is just parables and deeper things for other inyanim. So here also the Gemara is saying that if it's really actual literally, so then Kamatov Ishtovah Shekasam Shavchad. The pasuk saying that add a literal wife that she's great. Even Torah Mishnah Kra. Now if it's really a parable to Torah, so then this is something which is just a superficial level, deeper level. It's really Torah, and the woman over here is a good wife is Torah. So then how much Kamatov Ishtovah Shetorah Nishalabah that the Torah is compared to a good wife. That's also a great thing. The fact that it's compared to a good wife is a Gishma Kazach. So therefore the Gemara is saying that's also a good thing. Says Rav Avaiter, Kama Ra Isha Ra, how bad is a bad wife? That I found more bitter than death this woman. So then the Gemara says the same thing. If it's referring literally to this wife, Kama Ra Isha Ra, she goes to Megan, how bad it is, the Pasuk says she's worse than death. Just a deeper level, it's really referring to Gehenim. So Kamishra, how bad is the bad wife that she's compared to Gehenim? She Gehenim Nimshalaba, that it's symbolized by her being Gehenim, that's terrible. So that's how terrible it is. And the Gemara continues now, discussion of a bad wife. Inini maybe Aleim Ra, Shaloyukhala Tizman, I'm gonna be a bad thing that she can't leave. Amrav Dachm Ravim Ravua, so Ishra, Ksuba Samruba, this is an example of a wife who it's so costly to divorce her, you can't afford it, that again, the Ksuba is so high that you can't afford divorcing her. So therefore, you're stuck with her. It applies from here. The Gemara actually says, Alacha Maisa, that if a person doesn't have enough money to pay off the ksuba, he might not be allowed to divorce his wife. That is a shayla in the Rishonim. The Gemara says, Vayitzin Nisari, Hashem Yodel Lo Chalkum, Hashem has delivered me into the hands, I cannot continue. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Ukva, Zo Isha Rav, Ksuba Samarub. Again, this is the hands of a bad wife. The ksuba is so high that this pasuk is referring to that. But Marav Amru, this is a reference to somebody who every year he's like paycheck to paycheck living on whatever supplies to be able to provide, and he's living with that constant daiga, so it's not good for him. But your sons and your daughters are given to other people. This pasuk in Devarim is part of the Tuchva. This is a reference to a stepmother that if a person marries a second wife, he's kilu giving over his children to somebody who's not going to care for them as much as their own children. And that's kilu amacha, it's given to another woman. I'm going to put them with a bad nation. So again, part of the Torah, Amar Rav Chanan, Zo Isha Rav, Ksuba Samaruba, this reference to a bad wife, whose Ksuba is very high. Amar Rav Lezer, Amar Eluat Tzedukim, these are reference to the Tzedukim, some have the gears of Minim, that they're people, they're heretics, they don't believe in Torah. Chen Omar Amar Liba Navel in Elokim, that the Basak says, woman who's terrible, says that there's no God, that's an Apikoros, that's talking about somebody who's going to be put in the hands of them, that's terrible. The Masnizat on the third interpretation, Elu Anshe, Badarbe Anshe Maternaya, these are the people who are the land of Barbaria and Anshe Maternaya, they say actual Lashon of Barbarian actually comes with that. These people who are so indecent, they don't even have clothing. Shemachin Rav Shuk, they don't even have clothing, they don't have anything dignified, they're uncivilized people. That's where the lesson of, I think, a modern word of a barbarian person, that's where it comes from. Which that's how you're not even allowed to sell your clothing off your back for the sake of you really don't have anything. You're like an animal. You have no shame whatsoever. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elu Chabarim. These are the Chabarim. They're the Persians who hated the Jews. In that area, they're very, very, very bad people. So, Gemara Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, he said to Rabbi Yochanan, Asu Chabar Lebavel, the Chabarim came to Bavel. So he says, Shaga Nafal, he fainted in pain for Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, but he felt the pain of Klal Yisrael. The Gedolim, Mamish, are our heads, and so when something terrible is happening, Klal Yisrael, Chmuel and Sons, they Mamish feel the anguish more than anyone else. Amalei, they sold him further, Mekabe Shokhta. They take bribes. Tari Tiasi, so he felt better. Gazal Shosha, because he said the Charabim said three things. So then they told him that they made three different takanas against the Jews. Nei Shlosha, because of three things that Klal Yisrael committed. Rabbi Yochanan told them in response that that's why these things happen. So while Gazal Basa, they said the Jews can't have shechted meat anymore. They can't have kosher food. Mnei Amatanos, because they're not giving the matanos. Literally, the gifts, the Chayim came of a shok. The three things that you have to give, the three parts of the animal you have to give to the Kohen, they were not giving them. It's Machlokas. actually, if you have to give them Atzer Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim hold that it does, whereas Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai hold that it doesn't, so the people started to make ill against the minhag before to be make ill against it, the fact that they don't need to. So that's why he was upset that people weren't following that Allah. The other Chassam Sofer has a different explanation. He says that the whole thing is referring to supporting Tabin Chachamim. The Kohanim is a reference to those Tabin Chachamim and Yeshivas. And not taking care of them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this to Gzera against them. Gazul Mechatzayis, the Charabim, they made a Gzera against the bathhouse of Ne'at Tefillah because Klal Yisrael weren't careful enough with mikvah. They weren't careful with the halachas of mikvah. Mechatzayis Shachvei, examining the dead bodies. They're examining dead bodies. Because the Jews are celebrating on their holidays, their non-Jewish holidays. At the worst, at the best, it would be just if it's mamish, mamish avodah zarah, then it's mamish even worse than that. But if it's just a holidays for no reason, that's all shaila. The American holidays we have Mother's Day. Just had that. There might be a toala, so therefore might not be considered Yom Eidam, but that's a whole big shayla. Thanksgiving has a famous machlokas with Soloveitchik and Ravon Cutler and Ramesha. Few different sheets about that, whether it's parv, it's bad, or it's good. Anyway, Vaisa Shayar Hashem Bechem Vaseichem, the Pasuk says the hand of Hashem will be against you and your ancestors. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Zochetute Shachvei. This refers to examining dead bodies. Amar Mar, Bavon Chai Mesim et Chatin. Those who are sinning alive, that's why dead bodies are being exhumed. Amar Le Rava, Le Rava Barme, Arik Siv. Autopsy, that's what I was thinking. So that they're gathered together, they're not written in the face of the earth. The death will be preferred to life. The death is preferred to the wicked. I'm not going to fall into Gehenna. That getting a woman is like the best gift. As it says, she's given into the embrace of a God-fearing person. A bad woman is terrible for her. What's the way to get better? You should divorce her and get rid of her. She's like leprosy to you. A beautiful woman is fortunate to the husband. He's going to be thinking about her all the life, and he's not going to have her. And it'd be good for him. Okay, we'll pick up with Elam Einecha, Meishas Chayin, tomorrow's stuff.